Today's blot is Daf Samaches. We're going to begin on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis at the bottom, at the beginning of the new parak of Klal Gadol. This parak, Klal Gadol, at least the first part of the parak, discusses the Chiyuv Chatas for Bimchal Shabbos B'Shogeg. As we know, if somebody is Mechal Shabbos B'Mezid, so if there were Edim, two kosher witnesses that saw what he did, after he had been warned by the witnesses, there's a Chiyuv Skila. If there no Edim, or no Hasra, no warning, the Chiyuv is Karas. However, if the person who was Mechal Shabbos was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he doesn't have a chiv karis nor a chiv skila. His chiv is a chiv chattis. What makes, as we will see as we begin this parak, Shabbos unique is that there are many ways to be mechal Shabbos. As we know, there are 39 malachas. Actually, in this parak of Mitzvah Shem, the Mara will list the 39 malachas. So since there are so many Malachas in Shabbos, there's so many different ways to be Mechal Shabbos. The question is, how many times or how many chatos could somebody bring for being Mechal Shabbos? And then, of course, compounded by many Shabbos. What will make it, of course, more relevant is that, as we will see in the Gemara, there are psukim, some psukim seem to indicate that there's a chiv, only one chiv chatos for multiple Chil Shabbos. Another psukim seem to indicate that there are separate Chiyuv Chatas. And our Mishnah Gemara will discuss that where there is a separate Chiyuv Chatas and when there is only one Chiyuv Chatas for Bimchal Shabbos. Begins the Mishnah. Klal Gadol Amru B'Shabbos. Chazal taught us major rules as far as Shabbos is concerned. Kol HaShecheich Ike Shabbos. Somebody doesn't know that there's a din of Shabbos. He never learned that there's a din in the Torah, that there's a law in the Torah about Shmir Shabbos. For also Malachas Harbei, B'Shabbos Harbei, and because of that he performed many different Malachas on many different Shabbosos. Ein Chayiv Al Chatas Achas. He's only Mechoyiv one Karban Chatas. Why? Because all of the Averis, all of the Malachas, all of the Chil Shabbos that he transgressed really boiled down to one Avera. And that's the Avera, to one issue, that he doesn't know that there's such a thing as Shmir Shabbos. So since it all boils down to one issue, he's only Chayiv once. However, Hayidei Ike Shabbos, somebody who knows that there is a Halacha of Shabbos, he knows that there's such a thing as Shabbos. Thus, the Malachas Harbei, the Shabbos Harbei, and he does many Malachas on many Shabbosos, Chayiv or Kol Shabbos or Shabbos. He's Chayiv for a separate Karban Chatas for each and every Shabbos that he was Mechal. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara, this person apparently lost track of the calendar. And that's why every week when Shabbos comes, he is Mechal Shabbos, because he thinks it's a weekday. And that's why he's Chayiv on every Shabbos, because Rashi explains that it's highly unlikely for a person to go through an entire week without discovering what day of the week it really was. So therefore, the Halacha presumes that the person did in fact realize his mistake at some time during the week, and again, next Shabbos, he made the same mistake. And he's Chayiv for every Shabbos. That's the way Rashi explains. Tosfos says that according to Rashi, what's going to be the Halacha if the person didn't realize during the week that Shabbos, that he made a mistake? You know, he lives with his mistaken calendar for weeks and months. According to Rashi's explanation,
that the thing here was, the vart here was, that he must have realized during the week that there was a Shabbos. If he doesn't realize, he should only be mechayev one chatas. Taisus, however, learns that it's a gzeres hakasif, that if in such a situation where the mistake is due, that he doesn't realize it's Shabbos and every week he makes that mistake, he's chayev separate atos for every Shabbos, even if he didn't realize his mistake. Continue the Mishnah. Hayudei shu Shabbos. One knows that it's Shabbos. V'asa melachas harbei v'shabbos harbei. And he did many melachas on many Shabbos. Chayev akol av melacha melacha. He's chayev to bring a separate chatas for every one of the lamates melachas that he violated. Now, there's a very interesting situation here. This person doesn't know about a number of melachas. So let's say we have 10 Shabbosos. And this person doesn't know about carrying, doesn't know that's us to carry, and every one of those 10 Shabbosos he carries, he's chayiv one chatas. What's the one chatas he's chayiv? For carrying. And the way we're explaining the Mishnah, why? Because he made one mistake. What's the one mistake that he made? That he doesn't know that it's us to carry. So even though he did it for 10 times, he'll be chayiv one chatas. What if the same person doesn't know yet you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and he'll cook only one of the 10 Shabbosos? How many times will he be mechuyev karma chatas? Also one chatas. He doesn't know that there's an issur bishul, that there's a prohibition to do cooking on Shabbos, and because of that, he's chayiv one time for that mistake. But look at this person. He carried 10 times, he's chayiv once. He cooked one time and he's chayiv once. Where's the fairness? So the explanation is, because the carbon is not brought for the action. Because if it was brought for the ma'isa aveira, in the case of carrying 10 times, he carried 10 times. He cooked only one time. The aveira is brought for the carbon is brought for the mistake. And here he made the mistake. What, and each time, each case, he only made one mistake. He made a mistake that he doesn't know Shabbos. He made a mistake that he doesn't know carrying. He made a mistake he doesn't know cooking. Continues the Mishnah. Hoist melachas harbei mei melach achas. If somebody does many melachas, but they're all out of one category of melacha, is ein chayv alachas, he's only chayv one carbon chatas. Because as we learn, Shabbos, we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, has avos and has melachos. Avos, we generally explain, are the actual things that were done in the Mishkan. Those are called avos. As the Mishnah is the model for what is considered a melacha on Shabbos. Toldos, on the other hand, are things that are similar to avos, and are also awesome in the Raisa, and have the same punishment, but were not actually in the Mishkan. The one area where it's relevant to know what is an Av and what is a Tolda specifically, as far as this Mishnah is concerned, is that if somebody does an Av and also does the Tolda, he will not be Mechoyev two Chatos, and only Mechayev one Karm Chatos. But the Poskim point out, nobody should make the mistake to believe, because of this, that a Tolda is less serious in terms of Chil Shabbos. To the degree that the Poskim discuss, what's the halacha if somebody has to be Mechal Shabbos? We have a Chol Shesh by Sakana, or anything of that status, and he has to be Mechal Shabbos. Should he rather, and he has a choice, he could do an Av, or could he do a Tolda? Should he rather do the Tolda? Since as we learn in our Mishnah, that he's not chayiv for Tolda in the place that he already did the Av. The Poskim will say, of course, there is no difference between a Tolda and an Av. And if he has to be Mechal Shabbos, he has to be Mechal Shabbos, but he should not choose the Tolda over the Av, because as far as the Halacha is concerned, they're both of equal severity. Before we go further, this Mishnah certainly helps us understand what the Yaris Tavash teaches us, and the Sefer Chassidim says the same, that a person must be proficient in Hilchos Shabbos. Because if he won't be proficient in Hilchos Shabbos, who knows how many Averis he can do, how many Korban Chataz he Chas V'Sholom can be Mechuyev, because we see how many, very many details there are in Hilchos Shabbos. Begins the Gemara. Ask the Gemara, my time matana klal gadol. The Mishnah begins with a very interesting statement, klal gadol, which means a major rule. What is the Mishnah trying to teach us when it says a major rule? Says the Gemara, ilayma, maybe what you're going to want to say, mishum de koyboy le misna oy klal achar, because we're going to learn later in this parak another rule which is less complex than this rule. That's why in this Mishnah, Tana Klal Gadol, we say that this is a complex, major rule. The Gabi Shvius Nami. And we find the same situation as far as Shvius. Because, as Tosfos quotes, the Mishnah Masechta the Shvius says, Klal Gadol Omru, they said a major rule, Kol Shemach Adam, anything that is for human consumption, or Machal Behema, or Memei Tzvuim, Venim Skyim Ba'aretz, Yesh Labiya or Damabiya. So it says Klal Gadol as the first rule in that Mishnah Masechta Shvius. Voy Klal Acher Amru, and then they said another rule. So says the Gemara Mishnah, Regabi Shvius Nami, so therefore, by Shvius also, Mishum de Kaboy Lemisni Oy Klal Acher, since the Tana in the next Mishnah wants to teach us a less complex rule, Tana Gadol. That's why the first rule is introduced with the words Klal Gadol. Ask the Gemara, the Kavi Meiser, the Tani Klal Acher. What about by Meiser, where the Mishnah first mentions a rule, and then it mentions another rule, V'loi Tani Klal Gadol, and nevertheless, in the first Mishnah, it doesn't say Klal Gadol. So, we're back to where we started. Why are we saying Klal Gadol? If you're telling me the reason is because there's going to be a next Mishnah with a rule, you see Meiser has a next Mishnah with a rule, and yet it doesn't say Klal Gadol in the first Mishnah. Om Rav Yosef Bar Ovin, Shabbos or Shvius, regarding Shabbos and regarding Shvius, this but obviously told us, with our obvious and toddles, as we just explained when we learned the Mishnah, Tana Gadol, that's why the Mishnah uses the word Klal Gadol. Meiser, the Ispay, the Lespay obviously told us, where there are no obviously told us, Loi Tana Klal Gadol, the Tana does not teach us, use the words Klal Gadol. Now, Tosfos points out that there's a difference between the obviously told us of Shabbos and the obviously told us of Shvius. Obviously told us of Shabbos are all awesome and deraisa. Ovis and Toldus of Shvius, the Ovis of Midaraisa, the Toldus of Midarabonim. Ask Tosfos, if that's the case, and that still qualifies for being considered a Tolda, even though it's only us of Midarabonim, then ask Tosfos, by Meiser also there are Ovis and Toldus. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, there are certain things that are Mechuyiv in Meiser Midaraisa, and there are certain things that are Midarabonim. So why are you telling me the Meiser doesn't have the status of Ovis and Toldus? So Tosfos answers that the language, the terminology of Ovis and Toldus is only appropriate where it comes to being osa to do something regarding work. That's where the word Ovis and Toldus is appropriate. True, Meiser has the Reis and the Rabbonin, but the Reis and the Rabbonin don't refer to something that involves work. And that's why the terminology of Ovis and Toldos are not relevant. Now Tosfos says, asks another question. If we're saying that wherever Ovis and Toldos exist, we use the terminology of Klal Gadol, so ask Tosfos, so then why by Shabbos, our Mishnah, Shvius, the same question, does it only say Klal Gadol in the first Mishnah? It doesn't say Klal Gadol in the following Mishnahs. Aren't they referring to Shabbos with or Ovis and Toldos? So Tosfos answers that once we say Avos and Toldos, in the first Mishnah, once we use the word Klal Gadol, in the first Mishnah, there is no need to keep on reporting and repeating Klal Gadol in the follow-up Mishnahs. Tysus asks on the previous Gemara, he asks a question, doesn't answer it. He says, what was our question? That whenever you have a Mishnah, then you have a follow-up Mishnah, we say Klal Gadol in the first Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, so what about Meiser? Also has a follow-up Mishnah. As Tosfos, maybe the qualification is not only that there's a first Mishnah and a second Mishnah with a follow-up, maybe there also has to be that the first Mishnah is more complex. And by Shabbos and Shvi'is, the first Mishnah is more complicated. That's why we say Klal Gadol in the first Mishnah, not in the second Mishnah. But Meiser, yes, there is a follow-up Mishnah, but it's not necessarily more complicated. So that's why we don't say Klal Gadol. And Tosfos doesn't answer that question. Ask the Gemara all about Kapara, but according to Kapara, the Tani, Klal Gadol by Meiser, that he also uses the terminology of Klal Gadol by Meiser. And now we're explaining that we use the Lashon of Klal Gadol only where there are Avos and Toldos. And as we just said, by Meiser, there are no Avos and Toldos. So why is the Tana using the language of Avos and Toldos by Meiser? My Avos and my Toldosika. What kind of Meiser is there? What kind of Avos and Toldos are there? Says the Gemara, Elav Hanatana. This is the reasoning. Gadol Onshu Shel Shabbos Yoisim Shel Shvi'is. You know why we use the language Klal Gadol by Shabbos? What we're trying to say is that Shabbos is more serious than Shvi'is in the aspect Dila Shabbos Isa Bein Metolos Bein Mechuber. Hilcha Shabbos apply to both attached and detached produce. You can be Mechal Shabbos even on detached produce. For example, the Melacha of grinding, the Melacha of kneading apply even by detached produce. Vila Shavis, Shmita, Metalish Leisa does not apply to detached produce, the Mechuba Isa. It only applies to attached produce. So that's what the Tana is using, the Lashon Klal Gadol, to show us the difference. Furthermore, why does the Tana use the Lashon of Klal Gadol by Shmita? The Gadol Anshel Shvi'is Yotzer Men Maisa. The punishment regarding Shmita is greater than Maisa. Why? Deal Shvi'is Isa Bein B'Machal Ad Bein B'Machayma. Shvi'is law applies both to animal food and human food. Vila Maisa, Maisa B'Machal Adam Isa, there is a chiyuv to take Maisa from food that is the human food, B'Machal B'Hem Maisa, but it doesn't apply to animal food. Ubakapara, ask the Gemara, good. So this will work according to the Tana that does not have the Lashon of Klal Gadol by Meiser. However, according to Bakapara, who we just quoted, that says, the Tani Klal Gadol by Meiser, who also has the Lashon of Klal Gadol by Meiser, why does it say Klal Gadol by Meiser? Answers the Gemara, what Bakapara means to say is, Gadol Anshish La Meiser, Yoshim Shal Peya. The Meiser is greater than Peya. Why? The Meila of Meiser, the Isa B'Tein of Yerik, Meiser applies to figs and vegetables, Vila Peya Leisa B'Tein of Yerik, whereas the Peya Chiv does not apply to figs and vegetables, as we will learn in the Gemara. Therefore, we use the Lashon of Klal Gadol by Shvi'is versus Meiser. So, ask Tosfos. So Bakapara is right. If what the Gemara is saying now is that wherever there's something that's more serious, we use the Lashon of Klal Gadol, so then why by Meiser don't the Rabbanim use the Lashon Klal Gadol? Meiser, everybody agrees, is more chomer than payer, more stringent. So Tosfos answers, true, Meiser is more stringent than Peya. But those stringencies, as we will learn now in the Gemara, are only with the Rabbanim. However, the stringencies of Shabbos over Shvi'is and Shvi'is over Meiser are with the Raisa. What the Gemara means to say is, we use the terminology of klal gadol when the first thing is more stringent than the second thing, midaraisa. If the first subject is only more stringent than the second subject with Rabbanon, we do not use the terminology of klal gadol. The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, klal amar peya. Chazal said a rule concerning peya. Just to review, peya is the corner, what person has to leave over, a portion of his field for poor people. Kosher oichel, anything that is food, the nishman is protected, the gdulim and aritz, and grows from the ground, which is gathered all as one, all the fruits ripen at the same time, or machnisa lakiyam, and is brought in to last, it's brought into warehouses, chai v'piya. That has a chiyah peya. And the Gemara explains each of these criteria. Oichel, when we say it's a food, lemuti svichei stisvikaitse, it comes to exclude the aftergrowth of different types of herbs that are not made for food. These plants are used to make dyes, therefore they're not subject to peya. Rashi says, why does the Gemara call them svichei? Svichei means aftergrowth. Because the plants themselves are generally not harvested the year they're planted. They're rather, they're left in the ground for 4 to 5 years to allow the roots to grow. Because that's the principal useful part of the plant. The nishma, when it says protected, lemute hefker, it comes to exclude ownerless crops. The gdulim and aretz, it grows from the ground. Lemute kamein and pitrius, it comes to exclude truffles and mushrooms, because they have their nourishment from the ear rather directly from the ground. It says that it's gathered all at the same time. It comes to exclude the thick crop which do not ripen at the same time. Tosfos says that most fruit trees actually fall into this category. The Gemara chose to speak about figs as an example because their ripening is particularly irregular. It's brought in to last. The mutayerek, to exclude vegetables because they can't be stored for a long time without spoiling. Really, gabe maisa tanan. Regarding maisa, we learn klal amar maisa. Chazal said a rule regarding maisa. Kosher oichel, anything that is a food. The nishmar, and is protected. The gedulim and aretz, and grows from the ground. Chai b'maiser is obligated to maiser. Vilu ketosik achas, regarding the requirement that be gathered at one time, or chnis lakiyim, and it has to be brought in to be stored without spoiling loitanan. Thus, figs and vegetables are subject to maiser, and are not subject to peya. That's why Bakapara used the language of klal gadol b'maisa. Taisa says that midaraisa, the chiyuv pay, the requirement to pay, also applies only to grapes, olives, and the five grains. However, when Chazal added other species of fruits and vegetables to the pay requirement, they excluded fruits that do not ripen at the same time, because the pay value of such fruits is minimal. And that's why they said perishable vegetables also are not mechuyev in peya, because they wanted the aniyim, the poor people who are collecting the peya, to spend the time on more substantial crops. Continues the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, Darmi Tavayu, Rav Shmuel both said, Masnisin betinik shenish b'lebena nachrim. Amish is dealing with a case of a child who was captured and raised amongst goyim. The Geshen is Gaia became Goyim, and a Ger who became a Jew, a convert who became a Jew amongst Gentiles. Such a person never knew about the Shabbos, and that's why he's only Chayiv one Chattis for all his violations. Ava Hikal Psoif Shachach, but if somebody knew about the Shabbos laws and then forgot them, Chayiv Akol Shabbos to Shabbos, he's Mechuyiv Akol Mechattis for every Shabbos that he was Mechalbet. So, Tosfos right away points out that we're talking about a ger who was Megayer in front of three Dayanim, because if he was not converted in front of three Dayanim, his entire Geiris would not be a Geiris. Now the Chasam Sofer asked the obvious question. If we're talking here about a Tinik Shenishba, somebody was captured and knows nothing about Jewish law, so why is he Mechuyev a Karban? He's innocent. He never learned anything. So Chasam Sofer says a very important concept regarding Chiv Kabonis. He says a Karban is not a punishment. A Karban is a Kapora. It's an atonement. It's an opportunity where Hashem gives us an opportunity to atone for our avirus. And that's why a Tinik Shenishba, even though he didn't know and he's completely, so to speak, innocent, we tell him to bring a Karban because this is the way he'll have a Kapara. We're giving him an opportunity for the Kapara that he had. And in fact, there's the famous Chazonish, that the Chazonish says that all people nowadays who are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, who are not following Torah Mitzvahs, we should consider them Tinuk Shenishbas because they did not receive a proper Jewish education, and that's why they are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. And the Pesach can point out, and what is going to be if somebody is unfortunately not religious, even though he had a yeshiva Jewish education, how could you call him a Tinuk Shenishba? So the Farshim say a very important concept. They say that since there are so many Jews nowadays who are unfortunately not religious, and another Jew sees that that's what you could be, that you could be a Jew without being a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, that's why even the Jew who did receive the education is considered a Tinik Shenishba. However, there are halakhic consequences for saying that everybody is considered a Tinik Shenishba. Because if a Jew who's not religious, we're considering a Tinik Shenishba, we're not considering him a mumer, we're not considering him a rebel, so then we're not allowed to help him do any averis. So Rav Moshe has in a tshuva what's going to be the halacha about serving that person food, serving that person bread, when he know he doesn't wash, and we know he doesn't make a bracha. If he's a mumer, so a mumer, we consider not being mechuyev mitzvahs. But if this person is a Tinik Shenishba, he is mechuyev the mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe says we have a problem letting him do an aveira. The only thing Rav Moshe discusses is it could be that even though he's mechuyev mitzvahs, we may not have an isser of lifnei iver, of putting a stumbling block of helping him do an aveira, since his chiyev, since he doesn't know what he's doing is wrong, that's not considered a lifnei iver. The same concept is regarding the gerish and his gayer, which was saying that a person could be a ger without knowing anything about Hilchos Shabbos. So the Mefarshim all discuss how is it possible to be a ger without, to become a Jew? Don't we have to teach him what it means to be a Jew? And being a Jew means Shem Shabbos. So all the Mefarshim explain that obviously this person was taught about Judaism without teaching him about Hilchos Shabbos. In fact, Rav Moshe says in the tshuva he discusses geiris and he discusses how people are converting and are not following all the mitzvahs. So he says if a person becomes a geir, converts and goes to a rav, and that person is ready to accept whatever Judaism is, just their knowledge of Judaism is limited, but their sincerity is real. Rav Moshe says the geiris would probably be a geiris, even though we have a situation where that person will not be a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. Of course, this is a very difficult subject that is not for now. Before we go further, I just want to say a vart that I saw from the Panovich Rav, which the Panovich Rav said at a Siyum HaShas of Daf Yomi. He said, look at the difference of our world and the world of the Torah, of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to find a person who doesn't know anything about Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara finds only very, very difficult cases, very rare cases. Tinik Shenishba, a child that was captured, Gershon is Gaya Ben Agoyim, a person who became a Ger without knowing Hilchos Shabbos. These are very, very unlikely cases. says the Panamit Sharav, in the times of Shas, there were the only people that you could find that not know Hilchas Shabbos, did not know what it meant to act like a Jew, were these very rare cases. Unfortunately, in our days, it's much more prevalent that there are people that don't know Hilchas Shabbos. What a difficult time we live in. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, on Rav and Shmuel's Psak, that a Gershon is Gayer, and a Tinnik Shenishba is Mechuyev Karmachatis. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hashecheich, Hilchas Shabbos, somebody who forgot what Shabbos is, that's the person that's Mechuyev. Lav, who is the Mishnah talking about? The Havla Yediyah Meikara, that he did know. Not like what Rav and Shmuel say, that there's a Chiv even in a person who never know. So, says the Gemara, Loi. You know what it means? My call is Shechechik Shabbos. You know what it means that he forgot Shabbos? The Ois is Shechuch Mimene Ikra Shal Shabbos. He forgot from him from the very beginning. He never knew about Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. Aval Hikol Absai Shechuch Mai. What's going to be the Halacha if he knew about Hilchas Shabbos and then he forgot them? The Halacha is going to be Chayiv Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. In that case, we're going to say he's going to be Chayiv a separate Karban Chatas for every Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Adit Tani Hayidei Ikki Shabbos. Instead of the Mishnah teaching us the second case about somebody who knew Shabbos, just his calendar, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, is mixed up, and he keeps on getting mixed up, Vos Malachas Habei M'Shabbos Habei. And therefore he did a lot of Malachas on many Shabbos. That Malach is Chayiv Kol Shabbos and Shabbos, his Chayiv is separate Karban Chatas. For every Shabbos, listening, we could have taught a bigger Chiddush. And we know that the Derech of Shas is that whenever we faced with the opportunity of teaching us rules, we always teach the most novel rule, the bigger Chiddush. So listening, Hikol Psoif Shachach, he should tell us that somebody who knew about Shabbos, and he forgot about it, he's still chayiv for every Shabbos, for koshkein ha, and certainly somebody who knows about Shabbos and just got mixed up about the calendar, he's chayiv for every Shabbos. Why does the Mishnah not do it that way? And says the Gemara, Mayei Dei Ikka Shabbos, you know what the Mishnah means when he wants to teach the second case? It means that situation. The situation, Mishnah Dei Ikra Shal Shabbos, somebody who knew the halach of Shabbos for Shachar and forget it, that is the person that is mechuyev for every Shabbos a separate Karban Chatas. Ava loy Shachar Mai, but what's going to be the halacha, asked the Gemara, that if he did not forget the essence of Hilchas Shabbos, just he's mechuyev for he forgot every week that today is Shabbos, we're going to say Chayiv Kol Melacha Melacha. He'll be mechuyev for every melacha that he did. Ask the Gemara, if so, Ad Tani Hayidei Shu Shabbos, instead of teaching the third case, which was the case of somebody who knew it's Shabbos, but he just forgot which melachas are asur, and we learned in such a case, also melachas harbei v'shabbos harbei, and because of that he performed many melachas and many shabbosos, that the halacha is chayiv kol melacha melacha, he's chayiv for every melacha, we could tell us a bigger chiddush. Unless we just explain, we always want to teach the bigger chiddush. Chayiv, listening, we should teach hayidei ikka Shabbos, that somebody knows about Shabbos, but forgot it was Shabbos, and he's, that the halacha will be, he's mechuyiv for every melacha, for koshken ha, and certainly in the case where he knows about Shabbos, he just forgot the melachas, he's going to be mechuyiv for every melacha. Now, the Rishonim asked the obvious question. Maybe the halacha is that both in the case of somebody who knew Shabbos and forgot it, or somebody got the calendar mixed up, he'll only be chayiv one chattis for every Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah had to teach us this last case of somebody who forgot the melachas. So the Rishonim say, that can't be. Because if somebody who once knew the halacha of Shabbos and forgot it, and somebody who got the calendar mixed up, have the same din, Why didn't the Mishnah combine them into one case? The fact that the Mishnah only mentions one case, it must be that our Mishnah holds that for knowing Hilchos Shabbos and not forgetting them, that's when Yechayiv only once. And then for every Shabbos getting mixed up, Yechayiv for every Melacha. Says the Gemara, you're right. El Masnisin Kishikol B'Sai Shachach. Our Mishnah that says Yechayiv only one Chatas is talking about a person who knew about Shabbos and forgot it. Rav Shmuel and Rav and Shmuel Nami are also talking about a case, the Kehikol B'Sai Shachach Dami. He says that somebody who did not know Hilchos Shabbos is the same category as somebody who did know. Vachitma. And this was Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel the Ami Tavayu, a filat tenik shenishba ben Anochim, even this child that was captured, the Geshen is Gaio ben Anochim, or this convert that never knew about Hilchos Shabbos, they have the same din as Kehikol B'Sai Shachach Dami, somebody who knew about Shabbos and forgot it, for Chayiv, and his Chayiv one Chatas for all the Shabbosos. So now, just to review, what is the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that such a person, even though he's a Tinnik Shenishba, he's Mechuyiv, a Kamechatis, and we don't say that he's Potter. And just to review the rules of our Mishnah, if somebody doesn't know the basic Shabbos law, then he'll be Mechuyiv to bring one Chatis for all his Chil Shabbosos, whether he knew or he didn't know, whether he's a Tinnik Shenishba or he's a Hikol B'Sai Shachach. But the next halacha is that if he gets mixed up about the days of Shabbos, he has his calendar mixed up, he's going to have to bring a separate Karban Chatas for every Shabbos. And the third case is if he knows Hilchos Shabbos, but he doesn't know about specific malachas, he's mechuyev to bring a separate Karban Chatas for every malacha. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish Tamatavai, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both say, Dafke Hikol B'Sai Shachach. Only a person who once knew and forgot, he is mechuyev in a karban chatas. Avot tinnik shenishba ben anochrim, a child who was captured and raised amongst goyim, the geshem's goyel ben anochrim, and the ger became a ger between anochrim and potter, he doesn't have to bring any karban chatas. And the reason is, as Rashi and Tosfos explain, because he's an oyim mutter. He thinks what he's doing is permissible. And a person who thinks what he's doing is permissible has no chiyuv carbon. Meisvei asked the Gemara. It says in the Braisa, "Klal gadol amar b'Shabbos." Chazal taught us a major rule according to Shabbos. Kol shechayech k'Shabbos, who forgets God, the Hilchos Shabbos, v'asam melachos harbi b'Shabbos harbi. The many melachos on many Shabbosos ain't a chayv alachas. It's only chayv to one carbon chatas. Ketzad, what is that? Tinnik shenishba ben anochim. You have a child that was captured amongst goyim. The Geshen's guy ben anochim was ger who became a ger between nochrim. Vos melachos harbi b'shachos harbi, and he did many melachos on many shabbosos. Is the halacha ain't a chayiv al chatas achas. His only chayiv one karm chatas for his chilas shabbosos. For chayiv al dam achas, and such a person is only lechayiv one karm chatas for all the times that he ate blood, which we know that there's a chayiv chorus for eating blood b'mezer and a chayiv chatas b'shoigig. The chayiv achatas, and for all the times that he ate chayiv, he's only chayiv once. The avodah zara kachas, and all the times he was guilty of avodah zara, he's mechuyiv only one carbon. And the Tosfos asks a very obvious question. He says, by Shabbos, I have to teach that he's mechuyiv for only once. Because as we started the parak, Shabbos has all these complicated melachas, different melachas, and this person transgressed all these melachas. So I'm teaching us a halacha, this price, that even though he did so many different chil Shabbos, he's only chayiv one chatas. But dam, or eating chayiv, is one aveira. There's no detailed melachas. So of course, he's only mechuyiv once. What is Brisa teaching us? There's only Chayiv one. Obviously, there's only Mechuyiv one. So Tosfos answers that there are cases that you could eat blood or chaylev and be Chayiv many times if they were cooked in separate pots. The Tosfos Arash Ants is a very beautiful teretz. He says, this person, we're not talking about a person just who ate dam. We're a person who ate dam, who ate blood, and ate chalev. Now everything he did, all the averis he did, all stem from one problem. They all stem from the problem that this person didn't know Torah law. So maybe I would say that for all the averis he did, for the dam and the chalev and the avodah zarah and the Shabbos, he should only mechuyev for one chattis. What's the one chattis? Because he doesn't know what it means to be a Jew. That's what the Brice is teaching us. The Brice is teaching us is there's mechuyev a separate carbon chattis for every one of the averis. On mumbes paiter. And Mumbus says that such a person is not mechuyev a karm chattis. The kachay Mumbus done with Rabbi Kiva, and this is what Mumbus said to Rabbi Kiva: Hoyl mezid karichayta. Just like somebody who does an aveira but mezid, it's considered that he did an aveira. B'shogig karichayta, and somebody who does an aveira b'shogig is considered a sinner. Ma mezid choisla idea. The definition of mezid must be that he knew, otherwise he's not a mezid. Af shogig choisla idea. Shogig also means that he knew that he's doing an avera. Amar Bekiva. So Bekiva says, Hareini moisiv advarecha. I'm going to extend your argument, and by extending your argument, I'm going to show what you're saying isn't correct. Im ma mezid choisla idea b'shas maisa. If you want to say that your comparison is correct, then we should also say, just as somebody who did an aveira b'mezid has knowledge of what he's doing as an aveira while he's doing the aveira, af shogig shoyis lo yidi b'shas maisa, the shogig also mean that he knows while he's doing the aveira that it's an aveira. Amaloi, so Mumba says to Rabbi Kiva, hein, you're correct, the koshken shosafta, and you've certainly added to my words. And you're right in what's saying that when the person did the aveira, he knows he does the aveira. Amaloi, so Bekiva said to Mumbus, if a person who's doing an aveira knows what he's doing as an aveira, but verecha, and you're still calling him a shogig, says Rabbi Kiva to Mumbus, ain't that shogig, ain't that kar shogig, such a person is not a shogig, el amazed. That person's amazed if he knows what he's doing as an aveira. Now, we come back to the question. What did this Braisa say? K'tanimiyah, the Braisa said, Kate said, what's the case of a person that's mechuyev a karm chattis? Tinik shenishba. So, bishlama l'Rav Shmuel nicha. According to Rav Shmuel, it's fine. Because Rav Shmuel said that a tinik shenishba is mechuyev a karm chattis. El Rav Yochanan Shimon ben Lakish, kasha, because they say such a person, a tinik shenishba is not mechuyev a karm chattis. Answers the Gemara. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, answer you. Lav mi ikam Mumbus de Pata. Didn't we just learn that Mumbus says that a tinik shenishba is Pata from carbon chattis? Anan, that mean kum Mumbus. We set our psak according to Mumbus. In other words, we agree with Mumbus that a tinik shenishba is a Pata for carbon chattis, and we do not agree like the beginning of what it says in this Braisa.